In his annual government work report and MPC session, Premier Li Keqiang announced a flexible GDP target, calling it a reasonable growth range as China is gearing up its structural reforms.
今年发展的主要预期目标是国内生产总值增长 6.5%。
The main development targets for 2016 are as follows: GDP growth of 6.5% to 7%, CPI increase kept at around 3%, creation of at least 10 million new urban jobs.
Premier Li Keqiang mentioned the reasonable range for economic growth in the 2014 government work report, but this is the first time the concept has been put into use for the country's GDP target.Dr. Basima Momani from Center for International Governance and Innovation in Canada says the change is noteworthy.
And I think suggesting that there's a flexible range rather than a hard number is a good sign that the government is more open to different interpretations of what could be the final number.
Xiang Songzuo, a renowned Chinese economist, also believes the flexible GDP target is a good idea for the country.
I think that's necessary. Growth rate of GDP is not the top priority for Chinese economy. All its traditional sectors will be going down. We must rely on infrastructure, rely on the new industry to push up growth. But I don't think the growing of new sectors can compensate the decline of traditional sectors. So that's a rational for Premier Li Keqiang to set up a very reasonable or rational target of GDP.
Besides being a rational target, Asian Development Bank senior economist Zhuang Jian believes such a concept will also help governments at all levels to steer the economy in the right direction.
Setting a range target can help to give more chance, more time to make structural changes that will ensure the sustainable growth of China. You should set a ceiling for the growthTo avoid inflation, but at the same time, you also should ensure growth could not be lower than necessary for absorb or create more job opportunity.
Official statistics show that China's economy grew 6.9% year-on-year in 2015, its lowest annual expansion in a quarter of a century. Therefore, structural reforms have been highlighted as one of the country's key economic tasks.GDP growth rate is no longer a leading index to evaluate development. Xiamen Airlines CEO and MPC Deputy Che Xianglun says such an adjustment would enable local governments to focus more on the key task.
我认为这个非常好，应该是这样。
Setting a certain range of GDP target is more objective, more practical and more suitable to Chinese realities. It emphasizes that the economic development should be of steadiness and of quality.
Deputy Deng Sanlong, director of the Forestry Bureau of Hunan Province, agrees. He says the setting of a flexible growth target, along with the cutting over capacity and promoting the service industry, are part of the structural reforms the Chinese economy needs, and will help the country emerge from its economic slowdown in the long run.
尽管我们的发展速度表面看着放缓了，但全世界经济发展的进程中，中国仍然是一枝独秀。
I think we should have a correct view of the growth rate of China. Though it is experiencing a slowdown, the economic development of China is still on the top of the world. As deputies to the People's Congress, we are confident for the development of China, full of hope and expectation.
In his government work report, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang did not speak lightly of challenges facing the country's economy. However, the measures listed by him have exerted confidence not only in the NPC deputies, but also in some foreign officials who were invited to observe the NPC session. Canadian Ambassador Guy Saint-Jacques was one of them.
Overall, I remain quite optimistic about the situation in China. And of course, I will be following very closely everything with regard to the economic reforms and how the Chinese government intends to improve the economic situation.
For CRI, I am Chi Huiguang.